reminder that it is 2012. You might want to practice writing that on your checks. But this morning, we're going back to some of our favorite conversations and topics from last year. And I want to revisit now a story from April. My own personal reflections and family history, and this was on the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War. For whites in the South, the anniversary marks the start of a proud military engagement. For blacks in the South, the war led to the end of slavery and the beginning of the civil rights movement. I have ancestors who were slaves, ancestors who were slave owners, relatives who believed in the North, and those who supported the South. And I've reflected on this quite a bit. Yes, the Civil War is over, but the causes that were fought more than 150 years ago are still being fought today. It's a subject that's still very much on the minds of historians, politicians, and even comedians.
I don't begrudge the South their right to celebrate their heritage while selectively ignoring the main reason for it. It would be hypocritical of me to complain about Virginia's Confederate holiday when our part of the country, the North, is marking Union Victory or United States Victory Appreciation Month, celebrating our rich heritage of kicking the Confederacy's ass.
150 years on, the Civil War is still current enough to draw attention from John Stewart. And not just attention, but squabbling. I can easily trace my family line back to the war. I imagine a lot of people can. I'm sure there are more than a few whose lives were altered by the conflict. It was slavery that brought my mother's family to the U.S. It was slavery that produced my great-grandmother, a product of a slave named Anne and her Scotch-Irish owner.
It is estimated well over a third of African Americans have white ancestors in the family dating back to the era of slavery in this country.
That's Brian Williams on NBC. Most Americans have an ancestor that fought on one side of the war or the other. Maybe you had a great-great-great-grandfather who fought against Northern aggression, or a far-removed aunt who nursed the boys in blue at an army hospital. Maybe both. The branches of my family tree include both slaves and owners, both the blue and the gray. In 1861, it was brother against brother. In 2011, it's an internal war against ourselves. The sad truth is we're still fighting the Civil War. We still argue over whether or not to fly the Confederate flag. Here's historian David Goldfield.
Well, the Confederate battle flag is probably the most unifying symbol among white Southerners for resistance to the federal government. And I think the question is it heritage or hate? It's both.
And I get called a Yankee when I travel South, despite the fact that I was born in California. The South is still stereotyped as racist, even though I encountered more open racism in Detroit than in Atlanta. And most importantly, we still fight over what the Civil War was even about. Slavery was clearly at the heart of the Civil War, but even this basic fact is disputed.
The governor of Virginia has created an eruption of a debate. He decided to declare this month Confederate History Month, raising an argument about two questions. Should the Confederacy be honored? And what if the proclamation never mentions one of the central reasons the South went to war?
That's Diane Sawyer on ABC. If the fighting never really ended, it would explain why both sides still want to capture the high ground. Our inability to talk openly about these subjects seems to prevent us from really solving the underlying tensions that the war left behind. And you can see the residue of both slavery and the war that was meant to end it in the incredible racial disparities of our nation. About a third of all African American men are now under the supervision of the criminal justice system. Here's a comment from the web show Young Turks.
As of 2008, 40.2% of the prison population was made up of African Americans. An author by the name of Michelle Alexander, she really put things in perspective when she noted that we have more African Americans in prison now than we did slaves back in 1850.
And there's health care disparities, too. According to a study from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, blacks are significantly less likely to receive some treatments like angioplasties than whites, and African American patients received a lower quality of care than white patients. I'm quoting there. Clear-cut racial disparities, a legacy of the Civil War. Why can't we honestly acknowledge that they exist and thereby address them? The reason is, we're still fighting, and no one wants to give ground in an argument.
This really is a Civil War fight. This is making the federal government dysfunctional on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. This is an ideological battle.
If I could, I would sit down with every single person in the nation and try to negotiate a ceasefire in our ongoing civil war. The war between the states was a turning point in our history. If only we could celebrate its anniversary by leaving it in the history books.
This is Kim in Hollywood, and here I am in Hollywood, Florida, and frankly, there's a war about the Confederate flag being flown on Young Circle right here in Hollywood. So, war goes on.
You know, if you look at the Civil War history, the idea of the Union was, on both sides, an absurdity in many ways. It was Lincoln's idea to preserve the Union, but by, you know, 1860, the idea that the South and the North could work together was just not believable
by most Americans. On both sides, many believed they couldn't ever repair it.
It was almost a quixotic idea that Lincoln had to preserve this Union, and by the end of the war, the bloodiness, the horror, and the agony for an entire nation really, sutured a very wounded body. And we've been feeling those wounds for 150 years.
Sutures that had gaps that left the bleeding going.
Indeed. Well, it was the first modern war with modern weapons. It sort of set the stage for World War I in terms of military technology.
Well, yeah.
And created the racial stories that you so eloquently point out we're still living today. Great conversations with our listeners to all of our segments on the Civil War. And when some people wanted us to do a follow-up, we heard you. More of that on our site. You can also read a blog post from Celeste about slavery. And you can take a look at the identity and the ongoing effects of the Civil War, all at thetakeaway.org.
That is a conversation that we had back in April, reflecting on the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War. We're going to bring you more of our favorite interviews and the issues of 2011 that may bleed over into 2012 all this morning.
We also want to hear from you about your New Year's resolution. We'll hear from a couple in just a few minutes whose strategy on keeping resolution is to make each other's resolutions for them. There's some accountability in that. That's in 20 minutes. So perhaps you have a resolution for somebody else, maybe for Congress or for the president, for somebody in your neighborhood or your family, or maybe for us here at The Takeaway. Give us a call with your resolutions by calling the number 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.